Pete Rose was known as Charlie Hustle. How did he treat you? Because he was there a couple of years, I guess, before you were there. Did he treat you, a newcomer, in a special way, or was he gracious to you?
Put his arm around me and said, okay, kid, here's what we're going to do, basically. And we became friends, partners in business. Oh, yeah, Pete was driven. Pete wanted everybody. Pete needed everybody to play, to win. He was born to win. He was born to play. He wanted to be the first singles hitter to make $100,000. He wanted to drive a Cadillac. Pete was fun. He's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet in your life. He's got more things going on. His knowledge of sports and everything else, what players' averages were, what they were doing, how they were doing, their fielding, always kidding, always there, not afraid to. I used to head slide all the time in Binger, Oklahoma, and I quit doing it because Pete did, because they would have said, you're copying Pete, where I did that from Enos Slaughter. I wasn't great at sliding anyway, but I'd like to go head first. Then I had to change it, then I had to learn to slide.
That spirit that he had, which earned him the name Charlie Hustle, was that infectious so that it just went to everybody?
I'm sure it had to be, just the way everybody did. It wasn't to me. I mean, I played that way anyway. So I wasn't going to kill myself backing up first base, running and jumping and doing everything else. And catchers had a little bit different role in what they were doing. But does anybody play harder than Pete? I did. But did I dive head first? No. I mean, he was my meal ticket. He got 200 hits. I could drive him in 100 times. He said, you could hit 300. I said, I know I can hit 300. 300 is not a big deal. I said, I want to drive in the 100 runs. You get on base and do it, because they had sent me to Puerto Rico after the 67 season. I was such a dead pull hitter. And they sent me to Puerto Rico to learn to hit the right field and up the middle. It was the most boring time in my life because I wanted to hit home runs. That's why we played home run derby. I went down to Puerto Rico, and I was hitting like 337, third in the league, I think. I had two home runs, and it was just yuck. He didn't hit a lot of home runs at Hiram Bithorn in the stadium there in San Juan. The week before the Christmas break, we had a sponsor that was a jeweler, and he said, okay, for every home run you hit, you get a watch. So I said, the heck with right field. I hit five home runs in the next six games. Took watches home to my two sister-in-laws, my mom and my sister, and I kept one. And then I went back to Puerto Rico and started hitting the right field. Never did take, though. But yeah. I could have hit 300. I wound up hitting 300 in 1981 after I had sort of stopped catching. I could hit 300, but I'd rather hit for power. So many times, foul balls and injuries and everything else that people don't realize the catchers go through. A ball on your right hand, a ball on your shoulder. You know, reaction time, legs. All the things, the wear and tear that happens, it's what it is. Sometimes you can be deceived by average. It's like football. You can be deceived by the number of completions. So it's just what it is.
About Pete Rose and his ineligibility and whether he should be reinstated. It was in August of 89 that Pete retired. He agreed to permanent ineligibility from baseball. He gambled on baseball. And the issue of his reinstatement and election of the Hall of Fame remains really a contentious one throughout baseball. How did you stand on all that?
People buried me because I came out and said, no, he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And does he deserve it because for the on-field activities? Everybody knows he's got 4,000 hits and more. But it's the one rule that you don't break, and I made that comment. I said, no, and boy, I mean, Cincinnati, that's their boy. He grew up in Cincinnati. He was a Cincinnati native. People booed me. I'd go places, Arena, I'd have to throw out the first puck, and I was booed. That was their boy, and he hadn't admitted to betting on baseball at that time. The real question is, when people ask me at an event back in the days, shouldn't Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? I said, what do you think? She said, yes. And I said, well, okay, do you have kids? Yes. I said, well, go home and tell your kids there's no more rules. Doctors can lose their license. Attorneys can get disbarred. Peter Jacobson from the PGA Tour said, it's not fair. I said, Peter, do you know the rules of golf? He said, sure. I said, you know how to break the rules and get kicked off the tour? He said, I never thought about it like that. So I've been on committees to help Pete get back in. Pete hasn't done what he's supposed to do, and so about a year and a half ago, Pete called me and said, can we talk? We sat down. He said, I want to apologize because I ruined your Hall of Fame year. Everybody wanted to do an interview. Johnny, congratulations on being in the Hall of Fame. What about Pete? And it didn't make a great year for me. now time has passed long enough, but here's the question is still coming up, and it comes up all the time. I don't know why people don't have an answer.